I got the idea for Wiggle Room actually at a book signing in Monroe, Louisiana, several years ago. A man came up and asked me if I was a doctor, and he was interested that I was a writer as well. He said that his son had just returned from Iraq at doing his ENT rotation over there as part of his deployment in the military, and was concerned about having to treat the Iraqi civilians as well as the GIs, and having to treat the people that were actually trying to hurt the GIs. So that gave me the idea. I didn't know that concept. I never thought about that. And it sort of spurned the idea about Wiggle Room into a fictional plot.
You have a character, Major Brad Cummins.
Right.
He is the doctor that's in Iraq, and he has to save someone that he takes a lot of grief for, doesn't he?
Correct. He is doing his three-month deployment as a trauma surgeon. He returns back to Jackson and realizes that that people are dying all around him. It starts off with his twin brother is killed, and he thinks that has something to do with his actions in Iraq, where he had to treat an Iraqi civilian, actually a young college student, who was brought in with an IED blast. And at that time, the GI who was brought in on the same incident dies, but the Iraqi lives.
So it's the Iraqi that actually set off the IED?
Well, yes, we don't want to tell too much
okay.
about the plot to
okay.
give it away. But yes, I mean, the reader gets the idea that Iraqi teenager, well, it's more like a 20-year-old college student, is seems to be very sincere. But I think the reader begins to understand pretty quickly that the guy has other motives.
And the GI dies. He tries to save him, and that soldier dies.
He dies, yes.
So there has to be some conflict within him that he lost an American soldier while saving someone that could be a potential enemy,
Enemy, right. Yeah. And that's exactly right. And in fact, what's interesting about the contemporary nature of this novel is there have been, I'm actually bringing terrorism to Mississippi, terrorism to Jackson. The things in the news, the Boston bombers, you know, were actually college students here, basically in a way supported by the United States government. And this terrorist who tracks Dr. Brad Cummins back to Jackson is actually funded by the U.S. government. His ticket is paid for as part of a work study program. He has decided to sort of put that aside and pursue his terrorism goals, but when his act of being a martyr is foiled by Dr. Cummins, when he saves his life, he decides to use that against the
So he's
the
actually
government.
Angry at this doctor
yes.
for saving his life.
Yes, which is a little bit different. I mean, you don't really think about a terrorist wanting to get revenge against someone who saved their life because he was not able to be a martyr and be with his higher power.
As you mentioned briefly, that Dr. Cummins has a twin. Is it identical twin?
Right,
brother?
He's an identical twin
who ends up dying
Brian,
in Jackson.
Right, he's murdered, and it looks like it's a robbery gone bad, except his wallet's still there, his car keys, you know, everyone but Brad, the major male protagonist, believes that it was just a robbery gone bad, even the girlfriend.
And the plot thickens.
It does. And what I tried to do was actually bring in a great female protagonist in my novel, which is a little bit different. There are a lot of women readers out there, a lot of men readers, too. So we like to have something for everybody, but I made each character, whether they were male or female, be someone I think that they were sort of non-gender specific.
But there is a love interest.
But
in
there
the
is.
Story.
And Dinah Bratton, who's the female surgeon there in the clinic, she's new. There is temporarily a fiance in the way, you know, but that we'll have to read the book to see what happens there. But she grows in her, she's a very professional person. She's a single mom. She was abused by her husband. She sort of feels like she's not getting paid she's working harder than she should be for what they're paying her. So she sort of starts to look out for herself. But while she's being professional, she wants to get back to her feminine side. She starts to think about herself as a woman. She's been to medical school. She's worked so hard.
You know, I had written down here that you're a board-certified obstetrician gynecologist. And my question was going to be, do you practice? And I can see you are wearing your scrubs and your white coat, so I know that you're a practicing doctor. My question has to be, how do you write? And because we all know doctors work all hours, day and night.
Well, I do work full-time at Jackson Healthcare for Women, still deliver babies, enjoy that facet of my life tremendously. In fact, enjoy it more now than ever. The Wiggle Room took 5 years to get completed. basically through the process of writing it and getting it edited and finding a publisher. And I was very lucky to find a publisher that would actually take, you know, new fiction. The publishing industry has changed so much, but Sartorius Literary Group is was looking for new writers. And even though I had 3 self-published novels already, I wanted someone else to be my publisher.
The book is called Wiggle Room, and I'm not going to tell you why it's called that, because you'll find out by reading why it's called Wiggle Room. And the author who we've been speaking to is Darden North. Thank you so much for coming in, Dr. North.
I really enjoyed being here so much. Thank you.